Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm excited about introducing you to Lori Baldwin. She's the president and CEO of Net Baldwin, which is a company she and her husband founded to help companies like you and me maximize the our websites, to make sure that we're getting the most out of our websites when we introduce them to cyberspace. And she's going to tell us a little bit about how to do some of that. Lori, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your great success.
Well, thank you.
Now, you just got recognized for the second time in a pretty significant category in your industry. Tell the audience what happened.
It's called the Emerging Technology Company Award, and it recognizes companies that have, you know, kind of gotten through that first hurdle, are showing significant growth in their market space, and it's awarded by the Technology Council here in Richmond.
I see. And so this is not the first time you've been recognized, though, right?
It's not. It's the second year, and we were actually nominated by a company that's received the award in the past and works with us on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And they still thought we were worthy of it. I thought that was pretty significant.
Exactly. And so they renominated you. And so when is the big selection date?
May 17th.
May 17th. So you'll have to keep us posted now to tell us how things turn out. We expect to hear about how things happened. And, all right. So now, when you started your company, what was on your mind? What was the hole in the marketplace that you felt needed to be filled?
Well, you know, you look at people who spend a lot of time and effort putting a website up, and it's, you know, is the design right? Does it reflect me right? Is the content right? And what they're missing is, can people find it once it gets up?
Right. I think, you know, and unfortunately, Lori, I think what you just said, what you just described, the way what people are thinking when they put a website up, I think you may be giving some people too much credit.
Haha.
You know, they actually might not be that much thought put into some of the websites, as you know.
Well, there's a lot of pressure to have a website. It's, you know, you need business cards, you need a website, and people don't think about the message they're communicating or whether or not their customers are even going to be able to find them when they're ready to buy.
Well, I do think, and you may disagree with me about this, I do believe that even if you have a bad website, you need a website. I mean, even if a bad website, when I say bad, I mean one that's not perfect, it's not highly functional, it doesn't have everything that you need to have up there, it's not perfect. A website like this is better than not having one at all.
Well, it certainly is a starting place, and if you can't afford to put a lot of money in it, at least get the information up there correct and give them a place to ask for more information about you.
Well, you know, one of the ways I think about it is, when you're, let's say you're building a house on a new piece of property. What's the first time you go in there, there's not even a road there. You drive over the pasture or the ground or whatever. You know, the next time you cut a road in there and it's just some dirt. The next time you come by, you know, next path is gravel. The next one is pavement, and the next one is whatever. You're continually upgrading the ability for people to get to your property. And so to me, that's kind of the way I think about it when I think about a website. Our website over the years has evolved and morphed and hopefully gotten better. So one thing I do think we should tell people, Lori, and that we do here on the show, is get started. You can always make it better.
Well, and keep it simple. I mean, don't spend so much time reinventing the wheel and coming up with the graphic design that you paralyze yourself.
Right, exactly. Okay, now talk to us about some of the challenges and how we overcome those challenges of getting noticed, actually getting, you know, we've got this storefront that's actually on Main Street of cyberspace, but it's not being seen by enough people. How do we fix that?
Well, one of the things you need to do is on your website itself, you need to tell people what you do. A lot of times you'll see a website that's gone up, and people talk about, you know, leading-edge company, responsive to their clients.
Mm-hmm. And they use industry jargon that doesn't tell the customers anything.
Well, it doesn't tell the customers anything. It doesn't tell the search engines anything.
Ah.
I mean, how many consulting companies can the search engines index?
Right. Exactly. So you're saying that you don't just need to be, you know, a leading edge consulting company, et cetera, et cetera. You need to have language that this is something that a lot of people don't realize, and even if they realize it, they may not do the best job of. And that is that you really have two customers to think about, don't you? The human beings who look at your site, and then there's those other guys, those search engines, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and don't hurt yourself marketing to the search engines to the point that human visitors come to your site and don't know what to do with you.
Right.
And don't spend so much time marketing to the human visitors that you miss out on the search engines.
Now, that sounds like a few plates to spin on top of sticks there, Laurie. How do we keep all those plates spinning?
Well, one of the things you do is you keep it simple. Talk about what you do. Give your website relevant content to your industry. So if I am a radio station, let's talk about what's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a car dealer, let's put up some descriptions of cars. Because the more the search engines can tell what you do and read into what's going on your website, the more credit they can give you and the higher up they'll rank you.
Now, let's talk for another minute or so we have in this segment, let's talk about human being customers. What's your best advice to make sure we attract and keep the human beings?
Have a call to action. Tell them what you want them to do. Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to send you an email? Do you want them to drive over to your store? Do you want them to buy something on your site? Be real specific about what their next step should be after they've landed on your website.
Boy, that's good advice. And Laurie, have you gone to websites where you actually couldn't, you wanted to buy something from them, but you actually couldn't find out how to do it? They actually hid that from you?
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
I mean, that's like, okay, how can I shoot myself in the foot today?
Right, or you go to use the shopping cart and the shopping cart doesn't work.
Right. Yeah, now I understand if things get broken. As you know, sometimes things break.
Absolutely.
You know, we all understand that. What I don't understand is when they hide things, when they actually make it or and you said this earlier, they sell socks, but you'd never know it by looking at their website.
Right.
You know, if I'm looking for socks, I want to say, we sell socks. Press here to buy them now. You know, I want to be that easy. Hey, stand by, Laurie. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, Laurie is going to help us in 5 minutes or less. She's going to reveal how to get to number one in your space in the search engines. Right, Laurie?
Absolutely.
In 5 minutes or less, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. A little bit of Chicago for you there. Laurie Baldwin is our guest. She's the president and the CEO of Net Baldwin. That's Net Baldwin, NetBaldwin. And Laurie, give us the website, please.
It's www.netbaldwin.com.
All right. And tell us what your company does.
We actually work with companies to maximize the return on investment in their websites.
Wow, I like that elevator speech.
We do that by marketing their websites to the search engines.
And so if somebody came to you, and see, folks, she just told you that she practices what she preaches. Short, sweet, to the point, totally intuitive, no buzzwords, no jargon. This is what we do. If you want to do business with us, push this button. Basically.
Absolutely.
And that's the way we should all be doing this. And so congratulations on that. It's an award-winning organization, by the way, folks. Laurie, search engines, for years now, companies have fretted over trying to curry favor with search engines. And the search engines keep changing the rules, don't they? They keep moving the goalposts.
They do and they don't. You know, they change the way they index, they change the algorithms, but what the search engines are always looking for is quality content. And you'll get a lot of companies who claim they're search engine optimization companies, and they'll do the quick fixes. They'll say, oh, we'll throw up this page, we'll redirect, we'll do this, we'll do that.
Yeah, our search engines are onto that, though, aren't they?
Oh, they are, and they
They don't like
really
it either,
quick.
Do they?
Nope, they don't. You know what? They'll give you a number one position for 2 weeks, and then they'll blacklist you.
Blacklist you, that's exactly. You can actually be penalized for playing games by being too cute by half with a search engine, right, Laurie?
You absolutely can, and I'll tell you what. The search engine companies that do that will get all their clients blacklisted.
Ooh.
It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, so you want to be careful who you work with. If it sounds like somebody's recommending a quick fix or something jerry rigged or something like that, folks, run away. That's not a good deal. Okay, so Laurie, what would we do? What would be your first advice to the average person contacting you or or thinking about optimizing their website?
Well, I think the first thing they have to do is they have to really define their market. You know, somebody who provides a dry cleaning service really has a small regional market. Somebody who sells a sleep apnea machine has a very large market because they can buy. You can buy from anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the country,
right?
Anywhere in the world. And so you have to really look at who are the people you're going after. If you're only going after people within a 50-mile radius, focus your website on that geography, that locality. Don't spend all the time worrying about everyone else in the country. Worry about the people you can actually touch and serve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got a shopping cart and you're an internet retailer, the world's your oyster.
Right.
But define your market, figure out where your locality is, figure out what your product is. It can't be leading-edge consulting. It has to be something very specific.
But why does that impress the search engines?
Because what happens when a search engine comes to your site and they see that your website is all about a single thing, I mean, we're all about sleep apnea, we're all about sleeping masks, we're all about the CPAP machines, that's going to be the kind of thing the search engines can grab and say, oh, I understand, this site is all about CPAPs, look at all of the information, look at the sleep apnea-related articles, look at the index, look at the content that they've put up here. They've defined their market, they know where they're going. It's easy for the search engines to pull that out and say, oh, this is where you could buy sleep apnea supplies.
But one of the things I think that the point you're making, Laurie, is that you know, if you just put up a general title, so to speak, you just focused on in a general way, you're going to have to compete with the other 30 million people out there. But if you say, this is what we sell and we deliver...
Absolutely.
Then with people who say, I want one of these and I want somebody to deliver it, maybe you're on page one of those folks.
You are.
Maybe you're only competing with 3,000 instead of 30 million. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that for smaller companies, if you look at specifically what you sell, I mean, we have a client that sells star-shaped Movado light fixtures.
Oh, I want one of those. I must have one of those.
By the time somebody types in star-shaped Movado light fixture, they know exactly what they want to buy. My client comes up first, and they've got the sale.
They come up. I think they come up by themselves, Laurie.
No, they don't. You'd be surprised how big that industry is. Ask your customers.
That's a little more than I wanted to know about the Movado light fixture companies. Okay, we got about 1 minute left. What other advice do you have for us?
Put up relevant content. Talk about what you do. Talk about why they should buy from you. Talk about what else is interesting about it. Make it easy to find it. Don't hide it behind graphics. Don't hide it behind, you know, encrypted layers. Don't hide it behind PDF files that can't be downloaded. Put it in HTML. Put it in PDF. Put it in text. Make it easy for people and search engines to find it.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And then which search engine? Obviously, Google's the big daddy, right?
Google's got about two-thirds of the overall internet traffic.
Yahoo has some. MSN has some.
Yahoo and MSN share the other third.
Okay.
The other search engines typically will comprise less than 5% of total internet search traffic.
So if we're gonna, we really need to go after Yahoo for sure, right? And the other.
Google's your big one. Go after
I meant Google. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go after Google. Make sure, but Google and Yahoo index very differently. So,
that's the tricky part, isn't it? Hey, Laurie, we have to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
You've got a lot more to talk to us about, and we'd like to hear some more from you. And good luck on the award that's coming up that you've been nominated for on May 17th. We're waiting to hear about that.
Thank you.
NetBaldwin.com is the website, folks. Check that out and see what they got to offer. quick break, right back with our good friend Todd Walrath. He's with Leeds.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.